I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1490, Your One Job. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, oughta. Boy, do we get caught up in that fruitless cycle. I know a lot of believers who should on themselves all the time. I should do this, or I should do that. Then they feel bad. Then they start thinking negative thoughts, and they spiral into a gooey, godless gloominess. But what if we simplified it all to just one job? Instead of trying to do it all, just do this, and let the rest take care of itself. Does that sound good? Let's listen to what Jesus says about it. As you know, the Two Greatest podcast is about the two greatest commandments that Jesus himself gave us, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourself. But how do we do that? I mean, that seems like that right there is the one job, right? The two great commandments, T2G. But what does that look like, really? Well, in John 15, Jesus uses one word 9 times. So it must be important. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Did you catch the word? Of course, it's abide. That's our one job. So much hangs on just doing that, just abiding. Abiding is what pleases the Lord. Abiding is what brings us joy, Jesus' joy. Abiding is what gives us fruit. Abiding. How important that is. You see, when we focus on the fruit, that's not what Jesus said. Because the fruit is the produce of the abiding. The duty of the church is vine grabbing. Let's stop talking about programs and plans and instead see how well we're holding on to Jesus, letting the results flow from that. Period, exclamation mark, and full stop. The doing must come from being, or it will not bear lasting fruit. Here's the great question. As you think about it, how would you describe it? What does abiding in Jesus look like? Let's pray. Lord, I long to know the slow but beautiful transformation that takes place when I am with you, holding on to you moment by moment, trying to live out your will, your commandments, day by day, not in a burdensome way, because your burden is easy and your yoke is light. I long to know you in the moment by moment of my life. God, if we just try to do, we're going to fail, because the strength of our programs and plans are only blessed by the life that we live with you that causes those things to spring forth. God, help me to do my one job and enjoy it moment by moment. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1491. In the meantime, the word abide, meno in the Greek, is used 118 times in the New Testament in places like Jesus in the garden. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch." That word remain is abide. Jesus says, "Don't move. Stay here. That's your job." Or Paul in the storm at sea. Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Their job is to not jump overboard, but to stay where they are. I hope to free you today from the should-haves. Not that we are to be Christian couch potatoes, No, but our doing comes from our being. So let's focus on your one job.